friends, if you could turn in your Bibles, please, to Psalm 121. It's a very familiar psalm. Read it a number of times. I think I preached on it a couple of times. And we've sang that little hymn, which we'll sing shortly. I lift my eyes to the quiet hills, based on Psalm 121. So it's a song of ascents. Verse 1, I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in, from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen. So reads God's most precious word. And the heading to this psalm is already indicated. Is a song of ascents. That basically means it's a pilgrim psalm. It was sung by the Jewish pilgrims as they made their way to the holy city of Jerusalem. Now, a pilgrimage to Jerusalem was an ambition, and in fact, it was more than that, friends. It was an obligation of those faithful Jews who did not return to the promised land after the Babylonian exile. In fact, God had already commanded his people in Exodus 23, verse 17, that three times during the course of the year, three times all the men had to return to Jerusalem or before the temple or the tabernacle. They had to appear before the sovereign God. They were together in Jerusalem for the Passover feast, for the Feast of Weeks, and for the Feast of Tabernacles. So that's Exodus 23:17 and Exodus 23:34, and also Leviticus 23. So that's why in the New Testament, and when you're going through the Gospels, there are so many references to the Jews going to Jerusalem for the Passover and the other feasts. For example, Luke 2, verse 41, John 5, verse 1, and John 7, verse 2, you get this recurrence of Jesus and the others going up to Jerusalem. And that's why when the day of Pentecost came in Acts chapter 2, they were all staying in Jerusalem. And we're told they were God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. They had made this pilgrimage to Jerusalem. Now, that word pilgrim perfectly describes the Christian. And the word pilgrimage perfectly describes the Christian life. A pilgrim is someone who is traveling somewhere. A pilgrim is someone who stays in a place as a stranger or a visitor. You know, consider for a moment, if you turn to Hebrews 11, verses 13 through 16, just consider what it says here about the heroes of faith in this wonderful chapter. Hebrews 11, 13. Talking about all these heroes of faith that have already been mentioned in the first 12 verses. It says, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. And speaking to God's New Testament people, the Apostle Peter writes in his little epistle, 1 Peter 2, verse 11, "Dear friends," he says, "I urge you as strangers and pilgrims in the world." Christians are pilgrims. The Christian life is a pilgrimage. Our final citizenship is in heaven, and we are only temporary dwellers on earth. This old world ain't my home. I'm only passing through. So our life is a pilgrim journey to the place where we really belong. All Christians know that on this earth and in this body, they are but pilgrims passing through to eternal glory. Now I want to ask you what your pilgrim journey was like during 2017. Now, I'm not going to go around you and ask you one at a time, okay? You can answer the questions yourselves. As you look back over 2017, was 2017 a year in which you made spiritual progress on your spiritual journey? Was 2017 a year that you drew closer to God? Or as you look back, do you think, well, compared to 2016, I've moved further away from God? As you look back over 2017, did you triumph over a particular sin in your life, or did you succumb to that sin again and again and again? Was the year 2017 a year of increased faith, a year when you grew in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ? Hopefully you'll have answered yes to all of those. Maybe not. Maybe one or two of them you would have said in your heart, honestly, no to that one. Hopefully you haven't said no to all of them. That's the only thing. But the only reason I'm sort of throwing those questions out is because we need help on our, you know, pilgrim journey. And the psalmist knew that the pilgrim journey was not easy. To get to Jerusalem, he had to cross some mountains and hills. He had to cross valleys and deserts. And along the way, that pilgrim would run into, you know, steep paths, deep ravines, overhanging cliffs, falling rocks, hungry beasts, cold nights, hot days, and robbers. So on his pilgrim journey, he lifts his eyes to the hills or the mountains that stand in his path and asks, "Where does my help come from?" Now, usually the first verse of Psalm 121, "I will lift up my eyes to the hills from whence comes my help." Usually that first verse of Psalm 121 has been understood as Mount Zion, and commentators have taken it as a symbol of security and comfort and strength. You know, that's how they tend to view that verse. But I want to come at it slightly differently this evening, simply because, for one thing, there is nothing in the psalm to indicate that the pilgrim is even looking at Mount Zion. And secondly, the rest of the psalm, when you read through it, indicates that the mountains present or represent the danger and hardship of the journey up to Jerusalem. So the realistic pilgrim looks at those mountains that stand between him and Jerusalem. And as he considers the dangerous journey that awaits him, as he crosses those mountains, it's only natural that he asks, you know, will I get across? Will I be able to make it safely to Jerusalem? Where will I get the help and the strength that I need, you know, to cross those mountains and those hills? Psalm 121, verse 1, "I will lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from?" The pilgrimage is a perfect picture of life Life, as I've already said, is a pilgrimage. It's a journey. And we're all on that journey through life to the celestial city, to use John Bunyan's picture from Pilgrim's Progress. And like the psalmist, we face many difficulties. We face many dangers along the way. We could say many mountains. You know, how many mountains have you faced during 2017? How many difficulties? You know, difficulties that people face through any given year. You know, sickness and disease, either in your own life or in the life of a loved one. Maybe major surgery. We know within our own fellowship how the death of a loved one can affect people. And the agony and the pain that comes through difficulties in marriage, whether that's through estrangement, separation, divorce. You get dear ones with physical or mental disabilities, or the creeping mental disability that you sort of look at a loved one and think, I wonder if there's something more serious behind that forgetfulness. Children who cause heartache and pain, financial distress, loss of a job or a position, people who face bankruptcy. And then there's always, on top of all that, just the wrestling with, you know, with Satan and sin and temptation and evil. These and more are the dangers and the difficulties we face as we make our way through life and our spiritual pilgrimage. And they can seem like mountains between us and Mount Zion. They can seem like mountains between us and God. And so with the psalmist, we can often find ourselves asking, as I lift up my eyes, you know, to those hills, to those dangers and those difficulties along life's journey, where does my help come from? Well, the psalmist says, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. You see, to participate in the pilgrimage this past year, as we reflect upon it, whatever we had to encounter during the course of 2017, we've needed help, haven't we? We've needed the Lord's help. We knew and we know that we couldn't make it on our own. And so as we look back, it's important to know and to remember from whence our help came. Our help came from the Lord. Important to emphasize that, even though we know it. Important to emphasize it because, you know, so many of God's people are self-reliant. Sometimes it's a personality thing, isn't it? It's a character trait, you know, where people want to be self-sufficient. They want to be self-reliant. And stoically, they'll say, you know, I'll depend upon myself. I'll get myself through this. And, you know, sometimes people, Christians, can look within themselves for all that they need. Others look to doctors or insurance policies, or they look to, to science or politicians. But the psalmist, as we know, says elsewhere, Psalm 146, 3 and 4, he says, don't put your trust in princes. Don't put your trust in mortal men, because they cannot save, they cannot deliver. It says, when their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that day, their plans come to nothing. He says, it's foolish to depend upon yourself or any man-made thing. For man is mortal and imperfect. All that we do, all that we have, all that we are, is sustained by God. You know, through the sin that seeks to assail us, through Satan when he seeks to, you know, tempt us, through all the imperfections of our own life, which we're all too aware of, It's God who sustains us through all of that. Where does our help come from as we make our journey through life to the pilgrim to the celestial city? We know where our help comes from. Our help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. It is He who helped us through 2017. It is He who will help us through 2018 if we're spurred. It is He who gives us the strength and the courage and the stamina to keep going on. It is He who allows us to face death and trouble and hardship with confidence and with joy. Our help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Imagine the might and the power to make everything in heaven and earth. We were sort of touching on it on Christmas morning when we looked at John chapter 1. You know, the power that Christ had in creating all things. Imagine the might and the power to make you and me. The Lord, He is almighty. All things are in His hands. Nothing and no one is stronger than He. To such a God, to a mighty God, we can confidently look for help. We know He is more than able to do anything, at any time, anywhere. Our God, the God we worship and adore, He is the maker of heaven and earth. He is always able to give us exactly what we need, exactly when we need it. Our help comes from the Lord. He is not only almighty, but He is faithful. He is not only able to do all things, but He is also willing to do all things for His own children. You see, in the Hebrew language, that name, Lord, is Yahweh. This is the name of the God who loves us in Jesus Christ, the God who covenants with us, the God who promises never to leave nor forsake us. And so, can I encourage you, dear brothers and sisters here tonight, I almost hesitate saying it because I know you won't, but let me urge you, because you know sometimes trouble comes crashing into our lives and we take our eyes off the Lord, even if it's only for a minute or two. But let me encourage you not to forget God. You know, even if difficulties come, even if you end up going through, you know, the dark valleys or the waters come rushing over you, don't forget God. Can I encourage you to look to the Lord for help as you make your journey through the Christian life? In verses 3 through to 8, the last part of the psalm, the psalmist lists the different ways in which the Lord is the pilgrim's help as he makes his pilgrimage over the mountains to Jerusalem. The psalmist sees God as helping the pilgrim every step of the way. And I think that's so encouraging. You know, the psalmist, you know, these pilgrims as they're going up to Jerusalem, they see God as helping them every step of the way. There's no part of the journey where they think, oh, we've got to make us on our own steam. In verse 3, the psalmist says, He will not let your foot slip. You know, sometimes the mountain trail took the pilgrim to narrow ledges on the side of a cliff. A single slip could mean a fall, you know, hundreds of feet. But God keeps the pilgrim's feet upon the path of safety. And what about nighttime? When it's dark outside, you know, especially in the mountains, the pilgrim faces danger from wild animals and thieves. But even then, the Lord still protects. Look at verses 3 and 4. It says, He who keeps Israel. He will not allow your foot to slip. And then he says, He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, He who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. He watches over you. And even the sun that could create hardship from the pilgrims on their journey, you know, a heat, thirst, sunstroke, sunburn, all could prevent the pilgrim from, you know, continuing or completing his journey. The pilgrim, however, does not you know, have to fear even that. Look at verses 5 and 6. It says, the Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. You see, God keeps his people safe. God will continue to keep you safe on your journey. He sees them through the problems and the trials of life. Look at verse 7. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. He will watch over every aspect of your life. Now, you know as well as me, friends, that doesn't mean God keeps all dangers from us. Nor does it mean that no true Christian, you know, ever suffers in this life. The deserts and the mountains and the valleys don't disappear. They're still there. They still have to be crossed. The thought of verse 7 is that evil cannot come near to harm us permanently. And this thought is better expressed by the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 8, isn't it? Romans 8, verse 39. Neither height nor depth nor any other thing in all of creation is able to separate you from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. And the psalmist concludes with the encouraging words of verse 8. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. The Lord protects the pilgrim throughout the journey. Always and forever, the pilgrim has the Lord with him. Always and forever, the pilgrim can say, my help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. So as you look back over 2017, did you rely upon him during 2017? As you look forward to 2018, will you continue to rely upon the Lord during 2018? I think I told you this little story before several years ago. It's the story of a Welsh woman who lived in one of those, you know, remote mountain valleys in Wales. And she went to a great deal of trouble to have the electricity company, you know, install electric to her home. And the electric company noticed that she didn't use very much electricity at all. In fact, the usage was next to nothing. And so they sent a meter reader out, you know, just to check that everything was okay. The man comes to the door and he says, look, the amount of electricity you're using is next to nothing. You know, we're out to make sure the meter's okay and everything's okay with you. And she said, yes, she said, everything's fine. We turn on the light every night, just long enough for us to light our oil lamps. And then we switch them off again. And that sounds like so many Christians, isn't it? How many Christians apply the power of God to their lives? We only turn to him occasionally or when we have a major crisis. You know, we go through the routine until a major crisis comes into your life or we're at our wit's end. You, instead of every day, every moment, every day, you know, turning to him and always walking in close fellowship with him. So as you think back on your pilgrim journey through 2017, as we endeavor by God's grace to continue the pilgrim journey into 2018, let us by God's grace say with the psalmist, I will lift my eyes onto the hills from whence comes my help. And remember that our help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Amen.